John is with us on the phone. Hello, John.
Hello.
You've got a question for Richard. Fire away.
Yes. Yep. I'd like to know how you overcome the temperature on the surface of the moon in terms of being on there because of the plus temperature when you're in the light and the minus temperature when you're in the dark, and also how do you overcome the space debris that's coming in on, constantly on the surface of the moon?
So range of questions there, Richard. So high temperature in the sun, low temperature in the shade, and possible impactors.
Yeah, even worse than that is all the cosmic radiation and everything else you're being bombarded with on the moon. So the astronauts that have already walked on the moon, so during the Apollo missions, they had, I mean, very sophisticated multi-layer spacesuits, and we would have them again. And you would need their visors. You see those pictures where it almost entirely reflects, and you see it outside the space station as well, this almost mirrored visor over the top. But you're not going to be outside for a huge amount of time, maybe a few hours at one time. It is a big issue if we're going to have a moon base. So what they're looking at is 3D printing a moon base from the lunar surface, so from the rocky, dusty surface itself. And I've seen the prototype for this in Cologne in the German space agency, and it is.
Haven't Lego got something to say about
this? It's a printer that goes bzz, 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 and it's printing these blocks, and it's not unlike Lego.
They have a lot of 3D printers.
You have this idea of you have these interlocking blocks you can make out of the lunar regolith, and you can build your shelter, and that's where you need to be most of the time. You cannot hang around outside on the moon for a long time.
Thanks, Richard.